Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by phone today, from Fergus Falls, it's Harold Stanislavski, Executive Director of the Fergus Falls Economic Improvement Commission. Welcome to the program, Harold.
Yeah, good morning to you.
So last week we talked about your telework program that you have going on up there in Otter Tail County. How do you find those businesses that are looking for employees who will do this telework?
We found a great company called FlexJobs.com, and we've been able to identify Fortune 500 companies that are willing to hire in rural Minnesota if the skill sets exist and they can work for them. So now we've solved one big issue, and that is, where are the employers that are willing to do this? We have a pretty good handle on that now. Now what we really need to do is alert our local pool of people here to say that these opportunities exist, and here's the skill sets that are currently being required in order to obtain these jobs.
Okay, and then do you work closely with your local technical and community colleges and so forth to get the curriculum up to speed for that sort of thing?
Yes, we've been working with M-State here in Fergus Falls, and of course they're part of a four-campus system in Moorhead, Detroit Lakes, and Wadena. So that has been a good way to authenticate the skill sets as well. We also employed a process called the NCRC, which is called a National Career Readiness Certificate. So we've created a talent community now that is authentic and it's certified. Then we can promote that to various companies saying, yes, we do have this talent, and they're rated as bronze, silver, or gold in terms of their abilities.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I just heard lately again that one of the biggest problems employers have in places like Greater Minnesota is finding the workers who have the skill sets.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we did something else that was unique here. We talked to the Bremer Foundation, and we asked them if they would be willing to help fund and sponsor a talent community. And they said, well, what's a talent community? And it is basically a process to use the NCRC to certify the talent in the area so that then you can promote it to business. And we worked with the cities of Brainerd, Crookston, and Fergus Falls, were the pilot cities, on this talent community process. And right now we have 40 people in the pool, 16 companies, and we're only a year into it because we were pilot testing it. But we see that moving along very, very rapidly in combination with the telework initiative to bring two important ingredients together, skill sets and then employment options and opportunities, and it was a very, very nice fit.
Well, hey, Harold, thanks so much for sharing about telework with us on our program today, and wish you a great success in the future.
Well, thank you, and you folks have a great day.
Harold Stanislavski, Executive Director of the Fergus Falls Economic Improvement Commission, and that's been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.